Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Radio SBS. Les informations, les actualités et les histoires qui vous inspirent dans votre langue. Joignez-vous à la conversation. sbs.com.au/french.
Au revoir les filles, c'est une marque de bijoux australienne créée par Teresa Tiong. Teresa est née à Singapour avant de venir avec sa famille s'installer en Australie. Elle a étudié à l'école française de mode S-Mode à Paris dans les années 2000. Cette styliste a travaillé avec de grandes marques avant de lancer donc sa marque de bijoux. Ce n'est pas la première fois qu'elle est avec nous sur SBS French, mais elle revient pour nous parler de sa collection pour la Saint-Valentin. Teresa, hi and thank you very much for being with us on SBS French.
Hi, so nice to be with you guys again. Bonjour, comment ça va?
Ça va, merci. Yeah, it's not the first time you're here with us. Look, Teresa, you have a very, very nice jewelry brand with a lot of French influence. Can you tell us a little bit about your brand for maybe new listeners who didn't have the chance to hear your first interview?
Yeah, sure. So my jewelry label is called Aurora Lacy. So I studied fashion design in Paris, and the name was inspired during my stay in Paris. We had a class full of girls in Esmod, which was where I studied. And at the end of every class, my beloved tutor, Maria, she would always say au revoir Lizzie, to all of us girls when we were leaving the class. So that's where the name came from. And when I was back in Australia, I designed for a few brands like Manning Cartel and Sess & By, and finally I launched my own jewelry label, Aurovolicy, a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. What materials do you use? What are your inspirations in general with your jewelry?
So a lot of my inspirations are French inspired. So the latest collection is called Je T'aime, and it features like lovewood necklaces, which are very big this season. So with French words like je t'aime and oui, and they are plated in 14 karat gold. And so I love everything French. So whenever I am like styling myself or styling my customers, you know, we always like layer all the jewelry, you know, and so that, you know, they have this, that French je ne sais quoi kind of like vibe to it. So it looks trendy, but still very feminine and a little bit edgy as well.
That's a perfect kind of gift for Valentine's Day, which is around the corner.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I think when I was designing the collection, I had that sort of like intention in mind. And also because like the French, they are very well known, I guess notorious, like, you know, for being great lovers as well. And the inspiration was inspired by lovers, iconic lovers like Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin. So I wanted to put my own spin onto it and just to reinterpret the designs into something modern for women to wear.
What did inspire you in this couple, Gainsbourg and Birkin?
Oh, I think they are just so iconic. Well, him being like such a great musician and his daughter as well, Charlotte Gainsbourg, I actually listened to quite a bit of her music. And I think together, you know, they were just not only, I guess, like pioneers in like music, but she was also big in fashion as well. And just everything that they do, they just embody that very French kind of l'amour, like for me.
Is it a real thing that Australian can be attracted by things that represent France? Can you see in your customers that when they come and see your jewels and they understand that it's written in French, that it's a French-inspired brand, can you feel there's a big interest in that?
Oh, definitely. Like whenever, like we do like a few pop-up stores here and there, and I always chat to my customers, and whenever they find out that I studied fashion design in Paris, when they learn about where the story of the name Aurora Lacy comes from, they are so interested. I definitely do think that there are a lot of people here who love French. I mean, for me, I love French, and I studied French at the Alliance Française in Sydney before I went to live in Paris. Mm-hmm. And I just know that all my fellow classmates at the time, they were just so into like the French movies, French music, you know, Coup de Pirate, or Carla Bruni as well.
Yeah.
And I definitely think that there is such a big love for things that are French, not just in Australia, but to be honest, like throughout the whole world.
Mm-hmm. I know you, you're working on the collection, preparing for Valentine's Day and everything, but do you have any future projects or working on collabs or anything that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, sure. So we're working on a collaboration with another clothing brand. So it's sort of like a surprise, but we're actually reaching out to quite a few noted Australian influencers just in the lead up to Valentine's Day. So yeah, hopefully, like, you know, that goes well. And I'm also designing like new designs as well. Pieces, like dainty pieces that you can layer back with the existing styles that we have, you know, for the girls that buy, yeah, the brand.
And for the ones who are listening to us and they want to know more about your brand, where can we find you on internet? Do you have a website, Facebook page, Instagram?
Yes, we are online. So you can find us at www.orevalefi.com, and we're also on Instagram at orevalefi and on Facebook as well. So yeah, you can like come check us out and yeah, have a look through the jewelry online.
Teresa, merci beaucoup for being with us on SBS French.
Merci beaucoup, and it's been such a pleasure.
Radio SBS. Les informations, les actualités et les histoires qui vous inspirent dans votre langue. Joignez-vous à la conversation. sbs.com.au/french.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.